USA News, I'm John Schaefer. An immigration riot taking place in El Paso, Texas. Reports show that Texas National Guard was facing significant challenges as waves of illegal immigrants attempted to breach border barriers Thursday. Footage shows a number of migrants engaging in altercations with soldiers. The incident coincides with the ongoing struggles of border states amidst the immigrant crisis. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Apple has monopolized the smartphone market.
As our complaint alleges, Apple has maintained monopoly power in the smartphone market, not simply by staying ahead of the competition on the merits, but by violating federal antitrust law.
He announced in a briefing Thursday that the Justice Department, along with a coalition of state attorneys general and district attorneys, is suing Apple. The lawsuit alleges that Apple is impeding competitors' access to iPhone features, while Apple contends that the lawsuit is misguided on both factual and legal grounds. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced that the United States has presented a draft resolution to the United Nations urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas. Blinken made the statement during his meetings with leaders in the Middle East. Following his discussions in Egypt, he is scheduled to travel to Israel on Friday. History may repeat itself as a Republican leader plans to invite Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address Congress. House Speaker Mike Johnson stated on CNBC's Squawk Box Thursday that he would love for the Prime Minister to speak before a joint session of Congress. Netanyahu previously addressed Congress in 2015 after an invitation from then-House Speaker John Boehner. Despite surging mortgage rates, home sales in the U.S. reached their highest level in a year in February. The National Association of Realtors revealed that existing home sales surged by almost 10% compared with the previous month. This marks the second consecutive month of increased sales. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Lawmakers have put forth a $1.2 trillion government funding proposal as a potential solution to a looming partial government shutdown. Both the House and Senate must approve the bill by the end of Friday to prevent at least a temporary funding gap. Departments at risk of facing funding shortages include defense, education, and the legislative branch. Nestle has initiated a recall of more than 440,000 Starbucks mugs due to safety concerns. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has warned that the mugs are prone to overheating and breaking, posing a risk of burns or other injuries. This recall applies to metallic mugs included in the 2023 holiday Starbucks-branded gift sets. They were sold at Walmart, Target, and military retail outlets. More viewers are turning on streaming services for entertainment, news, and sports. USA's Ryan Daniels has more.
According to a new Nielsen report called The Gauge, February streamer viewership was at its highest in 6 months. It found that over a third of all TV viewership is on streaming platforms. That's compared to 27% on cable and 23% on broadcast. That 37% share of streaming service watchers is the highest since August 2023.
German automaker Mercedes-Benz is recalling more than 116,000 vehicles over a fire risk. According to a regulatory filing, the automaker cites loose electrical wiring underneath the passenger seat that can overheat, ramping up the risk for fire. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.